Hello, this is Eileen Javier for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. We are talking to Carlene Cohen, the Chief Policy and Public Affairs Officer for the Chinese American Planning Council. Can you tell us what is your role at the Chinese American Planning Council?
Yes, thank you so much for having me today. So the Chinese American Planning Council, or CPC, is the nation's largest Asian American social services agency. So we provide services to about 60,000 Asian American, immigrant, and low-income New Yorkers each year in all five boroughs of New York City. And I do our policy and public affairs work. So that means that I work on public policy issues at the city and at New York State level that impact our community members, everything from immigrant justice to healthcare access to ensuring that there are adequate services for our community members.
Okay. I would like to speak about an initiative that you have at your organization, which is the bystander trainings. Can you please tell us the difference between being a bystander and an bystander?
That's an incredibly important question right now, particularly as we're seeing the rise in anti-Asian harassment and violence. As you probably know, we've seen that over the last year in New York State, anti-Asian hate crimes have gone up by 933%. And so that's an extremely concerning rise in incidents. And that's where a lot of this talk about bystanders and upstanders becomes really important as we all think about what is our own role in keeping our neighbors safe. So a bystander is somebody that bears witness to an incident, whether it is verbal harassment, whether it is physical harassment or violence, and they can play a very important role because they, in bearing witness to it, might record it, they might be able to alert the authorities or seek medical attention. But an upstander is someone that's actually empowered to take action and intervene in a lot of cases to even prevent the incident from beginning to begin with, or from keeping the incident from escalating into something even more serious.
Okay. What type of training is involved in learning to be an upstander?
It's really about empowering people to feel like they have the tools and resources that they need to step in. For a lot of folks, the idea of intervening in a scenario like this can feel very scary. There might be fears for their own safety, fears for not knowing how to handle the situation, or any other type of fear, which is completely understandable. But upstander training really gives people the tools and resources and helps people plan different scenarios that they might come across so that when they do end up coming across a incident of harassment or bullying of any kind, that they actually feel prepared because they have those tools and resources to fall back on and they know how they can intervene. And we've actually seen out of data that a lot of times when upstanders know how to intervene early on, it actually prevents an incident of harassment, whether it's anti-Asian violence, harassment, gender-based harassment, or anything like that, from happening at all.
Can you talk about being an upstander in relation to the current aggressions happening in your community?
Yes, it's so important right now because really what we need is more upstanders to help address this issue. What we know is that, you know, our community members in the Asian American community are facing verbal harassment, physical violence, threats, and other types of anti-Asian bias and violence as they're going about their daily lives. So it's happening at work, it's happening on the way to school, it's happening as people go to the grocery or go to church. And that means that because it's happening in all of these public places, the thing that is most likely to keep people safe is other people around them. And so sometimes we see that in, for example, preventative measures like safe walks, where somebody actually accompanies somebody else. Particularly, we've seen it with elders, but really anybody that just feels like they need to get somewhere safely, where a couple of neighbors actually accompany them to that place and make sure they arrive safely. But otherwise, when people are trained as upstanders, they might see something even just when they're, for example, walking around the grocery store or just in any part of public life, and they would be able to intervene and keep an incident from getting worse.
I think we should pay more attention, not only record, but react in a way that we are helpful. How can a school support a society of upstanders?
This is, I think, a particularly important thing for schools to deal with, because we know that bullying is a huge problem in schools. And as schools try to address that, and whether it is, you know, the kind of typical bullying that we see among younger children, whether it is anti-Asian bullying, which we've heard a lot of from our parents in our community members and our young people as well, or whether it's gender-based bullying, it's incredibly important for schools to teach young people to be upstanders. And in fact, people at quite a young age can become upstanders. That first goes to instilling the culture that we shouldn't just observe while these things happen, or we shouldn't just sit by and let these things happen, but rather that we as neighbors, as friends, as schoolmates are empowered to intervene safely and prevent them from happening. So the first thing I think is for schools to really instill that culture of, as a student, you don't sit by and watch something like that happen, but then actually helping young people to feel empowered to address these issues in their schools.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice about how teachers can encourage upstanding behavior in their students?
Absolutely. So I think that there's a few important things here. And one of the really big ones is upstanding training. So knowing what to actually look for and what to do. Because as you mentioned earlier, one of the first important steps is actually looking around us more, right? It can be really easy, whether we're in school or whether we're just traveling to work, to be paying attention to ourselves, what's going on with our own lives. And so learning how to practice what we call situational awareness, which is a sense of what's going on around you and with the people around you, is an incredibly important first step. Because if you don't even notice an incident happening, you're certainly not going to be able to intervene in it. And then the second is that set of tools of how to actually intervene in an incident. And there are a number of incredible organizations that do this training. There may be some locally where you are. There's certainly a number in New York State, and then a number nationally, where you can learn tactics of how to intervene, from how to distract people that might be engaging in an incident like this, to how to draw their attention away into something else safely, all while keeping yourself safe. Because of course, we want to make sure that anyone that's an upstander is consenting into that and is constantly making sure that they themselves are safe, in addition to the person that they're trying to support.
Makes sense. Is upstander training something that our listeners can participate in?
Absolutely. Upstander training is something that you can get at one of your local community-based organizations. You can do it online in your pajamas on a Zoom training. And it is incredibly empowering. There are, you know, different methods, of course, but any number of trainers that are trained in upstander training, what we might call de-escalation, situational awareness, can even in just an hour give you some really good techniques for how to observe when these incidents are happening, and then ways to judge whether you can safely intervene, and then how to actually do so. Of course, you can take much more extensive trainings, but even just an hour of your time can get you a little bit more empowered than you were before to identify and intervene.
We are talking to Carleen Cohen, the Chief Policy and Public Affairs Officer for the Chinese American Planning Council. Carleen, what else should our listeners know about upstander training?
I think that something else to keep in mind about upstander training is that, you know, right now we're talking about upstanders in terms of anti-Asian harassment and violence. And there's some really important specific contexts around race and the history of anti-Asianness in the United States that go into that. And really considering that as we do what we call like being culturally competent about understanding the context of how we are being upstanders. And at the same time, it's also important to remember that upstanders are needed in a variety of situations. And we discussed some of these already. In schools, when kids are being bullied, we see gender-based harassment that happens on the street. Harassment is certainly something that impacts other marginalized communities, from communities of color to LGBTQ communities. And so while it's really helpful that we learn the historical context and understand kind of what's going into, for example, right now, anti-Asian violence, that upstander training can be used to help all of our neighbors around us, really regardless. And it's just an incredibly versatile thing that we can use that keeps our community safer, because when we take care of each other, the entire community is safer.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. Thank you for your interest in upstander training, and I definitely look forward to staying in touch.